Task 1. In this section, you will hear some information about the White House in Washington, D.C. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know, because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true, B means false, and C means that the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet.
In the late 1700s, it was decided that the United States needed a capital city. The first president, George Washington, picked a site on the Potomac River, midway between the northern and southern states. This spot would come to be called Washington, District of Columbia. Pierre L'Enfant, a city planner from France, designed the new city. He decided to place the Capitol building on one hill and the president's house on another hill. George Washington held a contest for the best architectural design of a president's palace. Among the competitors was Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence and an architect. His design was entered anonymously, signed only with the initials AZ. It didn't win. An Irish architect named James Hoban won $500, a piece of land, and of course the honor of having his plans used in the final design. Work on the house began in 1792 and took more than 8 years to finish. President George Washington oversaw construction of the White House, but never had a chance to stay there. He died on December 14, 1799, 1 year before it was completed during the presidency of John Adams. While James Madison was president from 1809 to 1817, the United States went to war with England. On August 24, 1814, British soldiers sailed up the Potomac River and set fire to the White House. It took 3 years to rebuild the White House. It was the biggest house in the United States until the Civil War. It was redecorated in 1881 and again in 1902 by the presidents at the time. And each change reflected the style of the times. It was completely renovated in 1949 when Harry S. Truman was president. In 1960, when John Kennedy became president, his wife Jacqueline redecorated the White House to display the beauty of American furnishings and art. The gardens outside were beautified and enlarged. At various times in history, the White House has been known as the President's Palace, the President's House, and the Executive Mansion. President Theodore Roosevelt officially gave the White House its current name in 1901. The White House has 6 floors, 2 basements, 2 public floors, and 2 floors for the first family. There are 132 rooms and 35 bathrooms on the 6 levels to accommodate all the people who live in, work in, and visit the White House. With 5 full-time chefs, the White House kitchen is able to serve dinner to as many as 140 guests. For recreation, the White House has a variety of facilities available to its residents, including a tennis court, a jogging track, a swimming pool, a movie theater, a billiard room, and a bowling lane. The White House receives approximately 6,000 visitors a day.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud.
In the late 1700s, it was decided that the United States needed a capital city. The first president, George Washington, picked a site on the Potomac River, midway between the northern and southern states. This spot would come to be called Washington, District of Columbia. Pierre L'Enfant, a city planner from France, designed the new city. He decided to place the Capitol building on one hill and the president's house on another hill. George Washington held a contest for the best architectural design of a president's palace. Among the competitors was Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence and an architect. His design was entered anonymously, signed only with the initials AZ. It didn't win. An Irish architect named James Hoban won $500, a piece of land, and of course the honor of having his plans used in the final design. Work on the house began in 1792 and took more than 8 years to finish. President George Washington oversaw construction of the White House, but never had a chance to stay there. He died on December 14, 1799, 1 year before it was completed during the presidency of John Adams. While James Madison was president from 1809 to 1817, the United States went to war with England. On August 24, 1814, British soldiers sailed up the Potomac River and set fire to the White House. It took 3 years to rebuild the White House. It was the biggest house in the United States until the Civil War. It was redecorated in 1881 and again in 1902 by the presidents at the time. And each change reflected the style of the times. It was completely renovated in 1949 when Harry S. Truman was president. In 1960, when John Kennedy became president, his wife Jacqueline redecorated the White House to display the beauty of American furnishings and art. The gardens outside were beautified and enlarged. At various times in history, the White House has been known as the President's Palace, the President's House, and the Executive Mansion. President Theodore Roosevelt officially gave the White House its current name in 1901. The White House has 6 floors, 2 basements, 2 public floors, and 2 floors for the first family. There are 132 rooms and 35 bathrooms on the 6 levels to accommodate all the people who live in, work in, and visit the White House. With 5 full-time chefs, the White House kitchen is able to serve dinner to as many as 140 guests. For recreation, the White House has a variety of facilities available to its residents, including a tennis court, a jogging track, a swimming pool, a movie theater, a billiard room, and a bowling lane. The White House receives approximately 6,000 visitors a day.